Welcome back to Hoikity Sports Live.
Spear Live at Ryerson Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody.
I'm John.
I'm Mike.
I'm Mitch.
And we're safe.
Yeah, unfortunately, today's topics are going to be a little more sad to talk about, a little more solemn. If you aren't a sports fan, if you're a casual sports fan, or if you're just listening to us because we forced you to, well, today's topics, I'm sure, are no different to you as to what you should know. They're no surprise. Coronavirus has officially taken over the world.
Yep.
Boys, yep. It's sad. Aspiring sports journalists and the three of us, three sports media professionals, and our professions are on a hold for a bit.
Every single one of them.
Everything's on a hold.
Everything.
Dude, never mind today. What are we going to talk about next week?
Yeah.
The show could be a problem.
The show goes on. I do not care, but what are we going to talk? You know, that's another topic for next week. But
that's next week's problem, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a next week Mike problem.
Yeah. So, you know, last week we were all kind of, like even a couple days ago, myself included, making Corona jokes.
Everyone was.
I mean, I probably still am.
Yeah. I swear, it was just the last 48 hours ever since the World Health Organization declared a pandemic.
Yeah.
Is how it has really taken off. In the last 48 hours, it's just been complete chaos, both in the world and in the world of sports.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty insane.
I actually brought winter gloves.
Yeah,
do the show
can
today.
You wear them? I want.
I'm not wearing them right now because I figured I already touched everything. So
please wear them. I want to take a Snapchat of this.
I will wear them after the break.
No.
So,
but, so you know, go ahead. Sorry.
Into the world of sports now. We're gonna start with probably the most well known example, at least right now, and the most dangerous example, I guess you could say, is the NBA. And
yep.
For those who don't know, Rudy Gobert.
How do you say idiot in French?
I don't know.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, so essentially,
I found it kind of funny. I found it quite funny.
If you look up, if I go on Wikipedia right now and search up the definition of karma, I am fully expecting Rudy Gobert's photo there. And if not, I will be pissed. That was just some instant karma. Like Johnny said, he's touching over the mics and he just does that weird music.
He also touched his teammates' stuff too. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he went. So I was going to say, for those who don't know,
big clown.
Rudy Gobert went 2 days ago, went up to the podium at a press conference and was mocking the whole coronavirus scenario.
As he was walking out.
Went up to the, as he was walking out, started touching everything, including the mic, made some weird grunt noise.
Oh. You sound like Kawhi.
Yeah, it sounded a little like Kawhi. And then what I didn't catch on camera was, or what I haven't seen recorded, but apparently he went to the locker room and started touching everything in the locker room.
Clown.
To continue the joke.
Because it wasn't enough. You know, touching everything on the press conference wasn't enough.
So because of that, a couple days later, last night, if you don't know the story.
Fast forward to today.
Fast forward to yesterday.
Yeah,
actually,
sorry, yesterday.
The tip-off between the OKC Thunder game and the Utah Jazz. Literally moments before the tip-off, like the tip-off was literally right about to happen, the refs were just all together. You just see Utah Jazz medical member running out there, like no, don't start the game.
Yeah,
and he goes and tells the ref, and then obviously what they said between them wasn't, you know, to the general public yet, but everybody was starting to get a hint.
Everyone slowly started walking to the door.
Once the announcer said, "Sorry, everybody, today's game is postponed," everyone kind of knew, uh-oh. And then
something's
the news
wrong.
Broke out that
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert, of all friggin' people, was diagnosed with the coronavirus, with COVID-19. And shortly after, another star player on the Utah Jazz.
Today he was.
Donovan Mitchell. Yes,
today. He was diagnosed with
coronavirus as well. So they were made to stay in quarantine, at least for the remainder of the night yesterday. I don't know what their status is now, where they're being held. I'm assuming they're still somewhere in Oklahoma. And obviously they're being self-quarantined. Now, the real issue what I'm worried about, boys, is that...
The rest of the league.
Not just the rest of the league, but if we're also talking local, the Raptors played them a couple days ago. OG Anunoby had a scrap with...
Gobert.
With Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
And if you
There's
see
always
the,
a scrap with Rudy
and
Gobert.
And if you see the video afterwards, you see, obviously, the post-game handshakes and stuff like that. Kyle Lowry, OG, I think Ibaka, too, they all went and gave Donovan Mitchell just bear hugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what you're
now,
supposed to do.
I'm
of
no
course,
doctor,
yeah.
But I mean, That would that have been that enough? Would have probably have been around the time that Rudy Gobert contracted the virus
himself. Yeah, because it takes a couple days for the symptoms to really start.
So
effect,
I mean, it could very well be that none of the Raptors are infected. Yeah. And,
but in the meantime, right now the Raptors are being quarantined for about
like
14
that's the thing
days.
Though with this like virus that no one knows really anything about it.
It's so much.
It's
so
new.
So different.
That it said first, 1 to 2 days you have symptoms. Now it's
seven to 14 days
you might not have symptoms.
Which is insane because that means Rudy Gobert could have been
having. That's crazy because now everyone here that's thinking they don't have it.
Who knows what happens in a couple weeks? How about us? Maybe next week's show we won't be able to come in.
Yeah.
What if Ryerson gets? What if we get canceled?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I'm under the belief it may happen, but I don't know yet. I don't want to speculate. That's a different issue, but. As of right now, the NBA officially last night following that game, they also canceled the Sacramento game.
Right.
And it's
everything's under suspension right now.
It's official. No, they were originally going to let the game carry on, but there you go. They realized, you know what? It's too big of a threat because remember Courtney, what's his last name again? The ref, one of the refs. Mm. Courtney's his first name. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible sports journalist. I don't even know people's names. I think it's Cruikshank or something like that. But he worked the Utah Jazz game.
And he has it?
Before. No, he doesn't have it, but obviously they got to monitor him, right? But since he did ref the game, he was in close proximity with all the players. Now, you don't want to make, like, you got to be careful, right? So because he was the referee there, a head ref there, you know, you got to be careful. You got to take those steps. So they had to cancel the game. And now, as officially last night at around 9:30, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, the announcement was made that the National Basketball Association has been suspended for the foreseeable future. What do you boys think is going
to
be the next step?
Now, that's what
that.
I want
to
talk about.
That's the huge billion dollar question if we're talking about the NBA as an industry.
I don't think the NBA cares that much about the money making, though. Personally.
Really?
I don't think they care that much as other leagues do.
Listen, I will agree with that because we'll get into the topic later. Obviously, the NHL was shut down maybe an hour ago, but the NBA is not much of a gate-driven revenue league.
No.
Whereas the NHL, with a lot more small market teams,
and NFL,
and the NFL. They are a lot more gate driven, or the NFL. I think the NFL's TV deal does a lot more for them than anything in the. The NHL's TV deal is garbo. It is terrible, and
the new one.
hopefully, the new one's good. But right now, they are a very gate driven revenue league. I expect that the Leafs are going to have to foot the bill for a lot of other teams to stay alive, like they did last time. And I don't really. I'm in Mitch's belief here, where I don't think the NBA is going to have that big of a problem because they have such a strong TV deal, even though they won't have much TV. They are a more popular league in North America.
Not only North America, but they
the
also,
world.
Yeah, they're a much more
unfortunately
popular,
in China.
Yeah, they're a much more popular league worldwide than the NHL is. The NHL is very North American driven. But something I wanted to highlight was, you know, I feel like the terminology has really gotten out of hand right now. People have started to confuse
nice execution.
Words like canceled with postponed, and that's where I'm headed. Because are we heading towards a possible season cancellation after three quarters of the season has already, been underway?
Yeah,
insane.
Something I was talking a bit about with before the show with Mike was, you know, do we? If this comes to July and we're at a point in the season where it's too late to almost continue the regular season, do we just call the regular season after 60 games or
what?
What
do we
how
do? Because like for
there's
got
to be
NBA,
a time where you have to have a date where it's like, all right, so the
and I think that's
or
what
do we
the
just not even have the
right
playoffs
now.
Either?
I think if it goes into July, it's canceled
and
next year.
I will say this one thing. Again, I'm relating back to the NHL because I think the NHL has been. Because they had it's pretty fresh right now. They just had their board of governors meeting. I believe
over the phone.
I think they have a little more info that's been released through insiders than the NBA right now. I haven't seen any Woj bombs about it, like the future plans yet. But I do know that the NHL, that the board, not the board of governors, but the National Hockey League's official members there did ask every team's governor to provide their arenas availability, and that will come in play with a bunch of NBA arenas as well, obviously a bunch of NBA stadiums, and they said to roll it out until their availability until July.
Yeah.
So I think, and that's pretty safe, right?
And that's obviously problematic in cities like Toronto.
Yeah, especially
and
like,
Philadelphia,
it's
where
huge.
Where those two teams,
Fargo Center, Scotiabank Arena,
where the schedule, NBA, the schedule teams share the same
even
arena.
That,
right?
There's concerts. There's so much happening in each one of these
Madison
arenas.
Madison Square Garden,
Staples Center.
Huge.
Yeah,
Staples
that's
Center.
That's really
it's
what I'm thinking
really,
about right now.
Really difficult.
That's not gonna work. It's no. not gonna work.
So what are you gonna do in that sense? Like I that's the plan right now. How are we? I think right now their timetable is till July, and if they can't find a concrete plan that'll run. That they can bring the league back until July, then I think it's just going to be a dud year.
Or what to call, too. Maybe I just hope that in the medical community they find a cure or some kind of...
Well, that's the thing with vaccinations is they take at least 9-10 months.
And it's very difficult
to be done
because this, especially with this virus that's been so deadly and so problematic, but also so unknown.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the problem with it. It's the unknown.
So it really... presents a lot of questions like what's going to happen. I mean, you have the NBA canceled, you have the G League canceled, obviously, with it, and no set timetable. What will happen for markets? It's weird. It's tough. It's sad. It's cool that Raptors are back-to-back champs still, just saying.
But that doesn't matter. People are saying that, and it's kind of a joke, but I don't understand what's the rationale behind that. Because they haven't won.
There's no rationale behind it.
They were just a one-time champ. This year is just not a...
John,
not
it's called a meme, man.
Okay,
get
okay,
with
good.
The
it just means they can get the trophy for another year.
Okay, got you. So it's just an elongated championship. It's not a double championship.
It's honestly just idiots. Just filling air with words.
Yeah, I'm really worried about the Raptors players and staff. You know, they've all been together for the last little while.
What's crazy, though, I thought was they checked every single person in the organization of the Utah Jazz. Mm-hmm. No one else has it.
Yes.
But Gobert and
but
Donovan Mitchell.
Two?
You're literally key people
Holy
in the whole franchise.
Wow.
Only two have it.
That's a very interesting
That's kind
tidbit
of crazy.
Of
that's crazy.
Yeah, that is a very interesting tidbit. So they're definitely like in like
and
glass
we're,
cases
we're not
of emotion.
Saying that anyone's gonna have like a deadly effect from this because if you're especially NBA players, they're healthy, their bodies are temples, they just have it.
Well, the idea is that right now, if a perfectly with a perfectly healthy body, it would take around 14 days to recover from it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't factor in athletes with conditions like asthma,
mm-hmm.
diabetes,
yeah. So there are lots of athletes that are playing through conditions that some of us don't even know about that could possibly be at further risk right now. Yep. For example, I've always had asthma. I've been an asthmatic since I was a kid, but it's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for people like myself and Mike, it's always anytime you got anything to do with lungs. And when me and Mike hear the words cough, it means a lot worse for us asthmatics than it would for just the regular person. So that's
when you start to wheeze.
It's not a good feeling, right?
No,
and
we don't
like to see those puffers come out again.
No.
We will get some more and just a little bit. We'll take a quick break.
And then we'll be back
with
NCAA basketball.
Some definite March Madness, that's for darn sure.
Some March Madness and some NHL. We'll be back in a few minutes. Scooping up for our friends. Most of that the movies. Ain't got no love for the groupies. See back while she do me. She get water than jacuzzis. She don't call like a gray light. She get ran through like a red light. If they hit right, then a gray ride. Shorty knew I be there every night. Rollin' with A1 like steak sauce. 0-60, I take off. Can't see me losing like Ray Charles. They tell me slow down, I'm going too fast. Young, I just wanna do the dash. I'm so reckless, hope I don't crash. Cause I'm rolling like the whip stolen. Yeah, all these horses in my car got me going fast. I just wanna do the dash, put my pedal to the gas. Going so fast, hope I don't crash. One false move that could be my last. Yeah, all these horses in my car got me going fast. I just wanna do the dash, put my pedal to the gas. Going so fast. Girlfriend, I'm in love with the ghost now. She's full of emotions, and now she's my old. Cause my Rari knows how to ride when it goes down. And my wife.
watch on froze, watch it glow when the lights out. If it's hot or cold, we gon' still bring the bikes out. I jumped out of Rolls Royce and I hop in a Lamb now. When I push the button, they like, what the fuck is that sound? Damn, I'm the man now. Only pulled up in this whip so I can stand out. Bought a icy ring and told them it's no handouts. Started up a label, bout to make a band now. All these horses in my car got me going fast. I just run through the dash, put my pedal to the gas. Going so fast, hope I don't crash. One false move, that could be my last. All these horses in my car got me going fast. I just run through the dash, put my pedal to the gas. Going so fast, hope I don't crash. You haters through my rearview mirror. I'm sliding in some, you seeing fast and furious. I'm switching lanes on them, but I ain't got no gears. Shawty say she wanna ride, but she don't know how to steer. They pay me for a show, but I ain't even appear. They say Kodak Black, you drive like you ain't got no fear. They say Kodak Black, you act like you ain't got no care.
We are back from quick break, just in time too. Some breaking news coming out with our next topic, coincidentially, in the NCAA basketball. I will let Mitch say that. I will say it is a Mitch bomb. So Mitch, you disclose this information.
Yeah, Duke dropped out of the tournament, guys.
Don't tell Tessa that. That's a neck. I'm sorry if she's listening. I don't think she is.
You think Tessa's listening? No.
No, but I hope when we record this, I'm going to show her that part.
On that note, we are on Spotify now, guys.
We will be, hopefully, by the end of tonight.
Perfect.
I'm currently taking a video of John.
So we have moved to Spotify. YouTube Live didn't quite work out for us. Now we're to Facebook Live. So we are taking our talents to
Spotify.
And if you can't catch us on our live radio show on Thursdays from 2:10 to 3 p.m., make sure to listen on Spotify. We'll have that uploaded in no time.
Yep.
But I mentioned March Madness. And
it's done now, guys.
The lack thereof.
It's right done now.
So Duke has just decided they are pulling out from the March Madness tournament.
Which is kind of enormous. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, they've suspended all athletic operations for now and are, I guess, looking forward to next season.
Dude, that's insane, man.
And that strikes a chord with me because I feel for guys on that team. Like,
they have to take another year.
I feel even more so for the guys. Maybe they don't have to take another year. Like guys like Trey Jones and stuff who came back from, you know, a disappointing season last year and were looking for a lot of redemption this year in the March Madness tournament. And to improve their draft stock. And let's, you know, not forget these guys aren't getting paid right now. So everything that's going on in the NBA, that's, you know, you can kind of take that with a bit more of a grain of salt.
Because
they still get their paycheck.
Right? The table for your
it's
fans.
Still a multi-billion dollar business.
Yep. And even just putting the money aside, I mean, for many of these players who are one and dones, this March Madness tournament is
means so
literally
much,
a once in a lifetime
opportunity. You can argue it's the NFL Combine.
It's their life.
I would say it's way bigger than that.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
It's their life.
There's so much more emotion.
There's more emotion and like analytics to it because it's an actual game scenario.
It's an actual game,
but like
right?
Comparing to other stuff, apparently in drafts, and more specifically in draft stock, yeah. I think it's a pretty good comparison.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the health and safety of those players that are trying to develop is of the utmost importance.
We were talking about this before. The NCAA is a really, we're not going to say corrupt league, but they care a lot about money.
They're tax-free money.
Do you guys think, because with the TV deals are going to go, the paid
money's not an issue to the NCAA with this.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I think because all that stuff's already ironed out. That's already under contract.
I think the NCAA's fine. I think they're not being paid per...
No, they're not getting paid.
Per television.
That's my bad.
But, you know, I think it's definitely... you know, as people in the sport media industry and the sport media program right now, I feel like it's definitely, the industry is definitely feeling it as well because it's not just the players and, you know, fans. It's everything around that sporting event that makes it all possible and accessible. So it's basically like a sports blackout across North America and even Europe right now. So it's something I've never seen before.
If you guys want to see some good content, by the way, please check out the Hoikity Sports Instagram page where I just posted a story of John wearing gloves to do this radio show.
Thanks for that, Mike.
This brought to you in part by our sponsor, to be White Claw. No, it's not actually.
Why?
So yeah, another thing they were considering to remember. So obviously they were only going to give out. I mean, there's no official word on cancellation yet, so we're just speculating at this point. But it's pretty likely, right?
Mm-hmm.
But remember, right now, as Mitch said earlier, they're only to us in our break. Sorry. But they're only giving out a handful of tickets to teams for their
in their conference games, in their conference championships, not the March Madness, but the conference championships.
Their conference championships just got canned. The Big Ten, Big 12, all those.
The ACC has or hasn't?
Yeah.
ACC
the
too?
The conference championships have been canceled.
Okay, well, never mind then.
So, I saw the report this morning
that it said they've given each team 150 tickets. But no.
ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac 12.
Thanks for reading off my screen, Mike. Yes, the
all
yeah.
canceled their tournaments. So I honestly,
so what that tells
because
me is,
of that, I think March Madness has to be squeezed out there too.
Yeah, I would say that because of the major tournaments folding a week before March Madness, I don't see a way that March Madness is going to continue. It's unfortunate because
this is what we've
all been looking forward to. This is what we've been building up to for a long time.
Bro, the betting.
But yeah, and
what am I going to do
this? Again with the betting?
What am I think of all the money I'm going to have from not betting? That's the only good part of this.
We do not
condone betting on Hoikity
Sports.
We just
please put that out there.
We are just enthusiasts of it, or I am.
Mike is.
Remember, they were going to consider downsizing the.
This is not a Bet365
ad. This is not.
Please listen. Talk about Bet365, bro. Betway. Okay, I'm not going to promote Betway or any Bet365. I'm so sorry, Spirit Live, folks. But remember, they were going to consider downsizing their arenas into smaller venues, like smaller arenas. And stadiums for the tournament for the purpose of the fact that they're only going to have 150 people.
Yeah, so I want to step back for a second because there's, you know, on the NCAA note, of course, Mike, you mentioned small arenas and all that, but the first action we actually saw was the governor of Ohio who mandated that large crowds are not to be, you know,
of 1,000 people, I believe.
Of 1,000 people or more not to be gathered. And that would, I believe there was a game in, there were round of 64 games in Dayton and one other city in Ohio that before the NCAA mandated that there was to be no fan attendance for the March Madness tournament because of the COVID-19 virus, the governor of Ohio actually kickstarted all this and set in motion basically a precedent saying that there were going to be no fan supporters in games in Ohio. So what that meant was, I think that was, sorry, I'm just trying to collect my thoughts right now. I think that was, that's really what forced the hand of the NCAA into making this what it is now. And at the end of the day, whether or not the NCAA mandates this tournament's happening, the governors of each state definitely have a bigger say.
Oh, well, they're thinking not just about sporting events. They're thinking the lives of all their citizens that
right.
live in their
so
states.
Right, so the NCAA at the end of the day can say what it wants, but if the governor of that respective state says no, the
there
answer is no.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So, no means no.
That's the root of the basic... That's basically the root of the problem right now.
I don't really know if there's any next steps that you can take for March Madness because, well, it's March.
It's in
Madness.
March. Well, like, I guess...
it would just be called the NCAA tournament if
it wouldn't be moved.
But then again, it's a school... It's for school, like during a school year for these athletes. You're not going to be... I mean, I'm sure they'd love to play the tournament
maybe
in the summer. They'll do it no matter what. But like...
Maybe in April.
We're going to call it the summer school tournament.
It's problematic because...
You don't know what's going to happen.
That's exam time
virus.
For a lot of schools.
It's exam time, even though they don't have to worry too much. You know, it's...
That's... We're not going
to...
We'll get into that
another
a little
time.
Bit later. But
like, when you got that... factoring in, it'd be like, what, the summer school tournament? Come on, guys.
And then, you know, there's also a schedule in place for a reason, right? These events take place in March for a reason, because right after that, you have the NBA playoffs. You don't want the NCAA stepping on the toes of the NBA.
Especially if you're jumbling everything in there.
And then you got the draft. So
you got the drafts. You got the big drafts for every sports league. You got the sports leagues that are still trying to get their season, the professional sports leagues that are trying to get their regular seasons and playoffs wrapped up still somehow in time. And if you're factoring the NCAA in there and that with the tournament, it's just, I don't see it happening.
Hold on.
I don't see it happening.
So I took a step back a couple minutes ago, and now I want to take a huge leap forward.
Okay.
Because what the heck happens for the NBA draft? If this season cancels today, do we go by
rankings?
I understand we'll postpone it. But do we go who gets the first overall pick?
Who is the first overall pick?
Yeah, who gets that, right? Like, are we going to go by who's in last place right now?
Because yeah, I was going to say, what about the actual rankings right now?
I'm going to go off a little bit here and say that, you know, if you're the Golden State Warriors right now, this doesn't look so bad. You know, you just had, if you hold on to your draft stock, you just went on a dynasty type run the last few years. The one bad season you have is potentially wiped out. You get a potential number one overall lottery pick next year.
That's such an insane clean slate.
How about that?
And where is the most infected area too in the U.S.? San Francisco.
I would say California. San Francisco. California.
It is California.
Yeah. People say you're also too. It hasn't been reported yet. They say Steph Curry might have it.
Because I haven't heard that. I don't want to speculate
that. No speculate, but he had his game. He came back from his hand injury. Mm-hmm. And the next game, he didn't play because of illness.
That's, yeah, we got to be careful with illness and...
That's the reason why, though. Like, I'm not saying he is, then maybe, but he has an illness.
Yeah.
Last time someone said they had an illness was Rudy Gobert, and then it turned into coronavirus.
I'm not going to hashtag hot take this like I usually do, but I think if he's commenting on it, if he's making tweets like about... I think he's okay.
Okay, well, that's
But cool. That'd be insane, though, man. What if Golden State gets James Wiseman?
Or Mr. Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards. That'd be insane.
Because Wiseman right now is...
he's ranked as the top.
He's a projected number two.
He's a projected number one, man.
No, Anthony Edwards.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought Wiseman was number one.
Nope.
Okay, Bleacher Report's...
Mr. Edwards is actually... Wrong. On ESPN, last time I checked, ranked the number
one. Well, everyone has different ratings.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. And this year is a bit of a different year because it hasn't really been the star-studded
draft. No, but again, you're not going to get a star-studded draft like how we had last year with Zion, RJ, and Ja, and all these guys. Like, we had a great draft last year.
Yeah.
And it's going to go down automatically.
It's obviously, we got spoiled last year with any of those top three picks really being, if I would say anything, and even in the top eight.
All balling on the NBA this year.
Even in the top eight, top 10, there have been some real good, it was a really stacked draft class last year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking anywhere from 1 to 10, you were getting a really good player.
No matter what.
And a good example of that was just PJ Washington and how well he's played this year. With a couple guys on that Charlotte Hornets team who, you know, I would say they lack superstar status and superstar potential, but they all have really good 2-3 options on that team that they can build around if they get a star and potentially make the playoffs.
But here's the thing, who wants to build in Charlotte?
But I would say that it's definitely a market that has a lot of potential.
Jordan needs to become more involved in that.
Michael Jordan's a big name, and it's a big basketball state in terms of college basketball and college hoops.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely got potential. We talked a little bit about that in my last semester's class. Mitch, you'll have that next year.
I want to talk about how we've talked about some pretty big industries in the NBA and NCAA and probably the NFL that are going to be fine considering this, obviously, this tough break. But what I'm worried about really, I'm like out of the major sports leagues, I'm really worried about the NHL. It's gate-driven revenue, ticket sales.
It's a bit of an older model.
An older model, but that's because, like I said, they have such a tough TV deal because popularity is in the other major sports like basketball, baseball,
or bigger,
football. And that's a given fact. I mean, don't get me wrong, hockey's my one true passion and love, even though I love all sports. But it just goes to show you how a lot of the times you still got to be resilient. Like this happened a couple years ago when the Arizona Coyotes were starting to go bankrupt. And then, I mean, it's all speculated, but kind of confirmed that MLSE, the Maple Leafs owners, sent a little e-transfer, wired some money to the Arizona Coyotes in a struggling Phoenix market, and boom, money issues seem to be a little fixed. So what is going to happen?
Really?
Now?
Gotcha.
Yeah, bro. Dude, if you have a corporation of shareholders over a single owner for a fledgling franchise, what do you think?
Well, why do that?
I'm just curious. I mean, a big part of Gary Bettman's agenda was to really expand into markets like that. And that was, for lack of a better word, or a lack of a better description, the Gary Bettman project, right? Mm-hmm. And
well, Seattle's
his legacy. Seattle's
a team.
Well, Seattle, I like Gary Bettman. I like Gary Bettman a lot as a commissioner, and I think that his reputation would have been severely tarnished had that and the Las Vegas expansion been a
Vegas
flop.
Was a huge gamble, but
and
it has
paid
off.
It has paid
so
off
well.
So far. Yes, it
so
has
well
paid off
so
far.
And
I think, yeah, Gary Bettman's trying to do a lot for that league. He's trying to turn it, the NHL into basically a monopoly over Saturday night. And I like that a lot. I like his ideas.
Yeah, we talked about that last.
Yeah, he's on the right track. I'm not going to harp on it too much. We talked a little bit about it last week. Mm-hmm. But I think the NHL is trending in the right direction. And this is going to be a little bit of a bump in the road. But as it is for a lot of leagues. And I know you mentioned that the NBA might not be as affected by this because it's such a global market and they make their money from so many different ways and they have so many more assets. But at the same time, all four major leagues are taking a hit right now.
Of course. I wonder what the effect is going to be, how they're going to have to bounce back from this lost revenue that they're going to go through. Like, is your boy, the Jeff Molson family, going to have to come in here with some, give a little money out to teams like Carolina?
That may have to happen, right?
And what's going on, too,
for smaller market teams?
We didn't talk about this in the NBA portion of it, but because I just remembered it now. What about the staff members for each team? And like,
oh my God, yeah, every arena.
This extends so deep, right?
Yeah, you got
Mark
arena.
Cuban. Mark Cuban made a statement, said he's preparing something for the Dallas Mavericks staff at the arena, whoever works the organization in Dallas, whatever. He's preparing something to pay
and you
them
got a lot of
as
places,
they're
like,
off, too.
Like Scotiabank
Arena. What about
arena.
The rest of the teams? What about everyone
Buddy,
else?
David Ayres doesn't have a job right now, and he was a local legend a couple weeks ago.
But I think that goes for all professions without saying. I mean, this is just bigger than sports, right? I mean,
there's
stock
so many
markets
people
that have crashed.
Stock markets are plummeting.
The only corporations are going to continue is when stuff you can work from home. That's it.
So there's that.
All that stuff, FaceTime, would be able to.
And we'll take a quick break, but after the break, we wanted to talk a little bit about the prospects of the Olympic Games and the MLB and the NFL. What does this mean for those two leagues? We'll be right back.
Yeah, hey.
My gosh.
Thank you.
say shalom. Sorry, boys, we're back.
We're back in the mix with Mike, and that was Mike. And
yeah, it was not Mitch. Just not put that out there.
Got my partner Mitch.
I'm sorry, I'm tearing up. That was really good.
That's not his own joke.
It's just your reaction. That was just so good.
Mike laughs at his own jokes, y'all.
I'm sorry, man. It's been such a sad thing to talk about the last almost hour.
Oh, the stinger.
Nice. We didn't listen to our stinger before. We back, and we're here to talk about not just North American sports. We're here to talk about the Olympics.
Yeah.
And everything going
all
on.
All the preparation for it. The torch has been lit, apparently. It's
One got to watch it. Yeah.
Okay, now a couple days ago, people asked me, do you think the Olympics will be canceled? And I said no a couple days ago. I'll get to my point. I'll get to where I currently stand.
Even though it's in Tokyo.
Yes, I said no.
Has Japan
2 days
been
ago,
that affected by it, though?
I don't know.
But
it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I'll tell you why. Because, you know, people are traveling from everywhere, so it doesn't really... It does matter where it's being hosted, but...
No cap. That's true.
You're basically taking a little bit of every part of the world and putting it in one place, so that's where the problem stems there. 2 days ago, people asked me if you think the Olympics is going to carry on. I said yes. And people say, why? You're crazy. And I said, well, you know, countries have done worse things to their people to make the Olympics a go in the past, and it's true. If you have a look at one of the things I remember as a kid watching the 2008 Beijing Olympics, I didn't understand too much of it, but I do remember families being kicked out of their houses by the Chinese government to allow more space for buildings and expansion of the Olympic village.
Yeah.
And that was... So my point is, if that's happened, and I know Japan and China are different countries, but my point is, if that's happened, then, you know, countries have done way worse things to their own people than allow the Olympics to carry on through COVID-19. Thoughts?
But I feel like that was a little bit more under the rug.
Yeah. It was, yeah. There's no hiding this.
This isn't out there. So.
This is a global pandemic.
Fast forward 48 hours, fast forward, you know, 80 cases later in Canada, 1,000 cases later in the United States, I start to see that maybe this may not be a go come 2020, that it may...
I mean, remember, the IOC made a statement...
We'll take...
That it isn't going to happen. Okay, yeah. And we also got to remember that so far, you have this much time still from the start date of July 24th, which is a lot later than a lot of these sports actually end.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot, pretty much every major sport that isn't baseball, and I don't know, I guess in Australia, like cricket and stuff, rugby, I don't know, they end in max June, end of June if you count drafts. Mm-hmm. July 24th, almost at the halfway mark of the summer when August starts, or of like the usual summer, is when the Olympics are slated to start. July 24th until August 9th.
Right.
That is a pretty significant gap between now and then.
However, this is supposed to get worse before it gets worse.
Yeah. Of course, it is a virus.
Where
it
do
is
you think?
Difficult.
I know there's nothing to do with sports, but where do you guys think it's going to go?
I mean, me and Mike aren't necessarily... We don't hold PhDs in Corona studies.
I'm not.
But
I know my Corona studies. I'll tell you that much.
Wrong Corona, buddy.
I don't know. Hit the Caribbean.
Buddy, I'm supposed to go on a cruise in July. I don't even know that's going to happen.
You're not.
And I think everybody knows people that got plans for the coming months.
Dad, if you're listening, I'm so sorry that we may not make it.
But it's definitely, I think we see the importance of sport has really allowed me to understand the significance of this virus a lot more.
It's a unity, right? It brings out the sentiments in people who are like, look.
Or don't allow me to finish my thought.
I'm so sorry. Now you know how it feels when you two start talking.
Or I was saying, you know, a lot has changed for me personally in the last 48 hours because... A couple days ago, I was making jokes about it, but when I saw Rudy Gobert go down with the coronavirus, that really stuck out to me because, you know, as fans and people in the sport media industry, sometimes we see these athletes as larger than life. And same thing in other industries, such as acting. Yesterday, I just found out that Tom Hanks and his wife
Rita Wilson, yeah.
Yeah, have been diagnosed with coronavirus. So we see these people that are, we see as larger than life, and we see them go down with coronavirus, we start to.
They're people too.
Yeah, they're people too, and we start to really, that's where I started to realize the importance of this.
I can completely agree with you with that, because again, yesterday.
It sounds bad.
Yesterday, yeah, I know, but yesterday it's when it all became real to me.
Yeah.
I took the subway to school. I knew about the coronavirus. I knew that TTC, there was someone that was on the TTC, but that's probably all gone. They cleaned their carts or whatever like that.
Yeah.
But then once you hear the news about the NBA shuts down, I was still down here, and I was like thinking about, should I go back on the TTC?
No, today, yeah.
I completely agree with you. So like, why would you not go back on it? Just because you hear that famous people have it and like it's shutting down leads.
Yeah.
You change what...
It sounds bad, but I mean, subconsciously, that's the way we operate, right?
That's why I went sports media.
I'm worried. I'm sad.
So, I mean, that's where we're at right now. Mm-hmm.
It's affecting even more, just talking about, even like our, we're a small town or a small show.
Yeah.
For there, but what about the bigger show? What about the stuff that's like solely on sports? What are they going to talk about? The coronavirus? Yeah. How it's going to affect?
I was going to say, what
is Stephen A going to talk about?
Look at insiders.
He's going to stay off the weed to nobody.
Insiders are going to have to stay there and just look at, they're just going to have to be monitoring what's going on. That's going to be an insider's job. Like, oh, did something happen today? Any budges yet? We gonna start soon?
It's going to be a bunch of like arguments about who's the best, who's the greatest, I think, if they're going to continue it.
And that's so annoying.
Yeah, and this, I want to skip ahead. We're going to get to the MLB in just a sec, but I want to skip ahead because something just came up.
Brady, Dad, we will be hanging out in Miami.
Brady, because up until last week, some of the biggest headlines on our show were, where's Brady going to end up? This and that. And like, does Brady retire?
If that's, bruv, not even
you know
retire,
what I mean?
Like, there are bruv, what is the NFL going to start in
there
October?
Are so many possibilities out there.
Again, October is April, May, June, July, August, September, October. That's 7 months. And we said for that to be like...
Yeah, I know. Don't think that the NFL isn't thinking, the wheels aren't turning in that big minds of the NFL right now.
They start in September, my bad. They start in September.
Yeah.
But there's still a contingency plan in place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, end of August, right, is when they start getting ready.
Yeah, it's preseason.
That's when they start, that's when they have preseason. That's when they have, that's when they start doing.
And contracts are going to be signed in under a week.
Duh.
Have we talked about, too, just going, keeping on the Tom Brady? Like, talk?
We
how him and Antonio Brown are saying...
They want to play together?
They're playing together, and Antonio Brown's not coming back unless Brady signed with them. Yeah. And he's going to sign the same contract at least years-wise.
Clown.
For some reason, Brady loves the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think... I don't see them hanging out, you know, after practice and after game.
Yeah, bro, they're hitting the club.
But
still.
I don't think Antonio Brown and Tom Brady are hitting the clubs after games.
I think they're closer than we think. I think they're.
But I think they have a real chemistry on the field, and I think they have a real capacity to understand each other. And I think Antonio Brown runs routes really well, and Tom Brady likes that. I'm not going to assume anything else.
Moving onwards, the MLB is in spring training right now. The preseason is on. What is going to happen?
It's going to be done, too. It's done.
Of course. I think you can't cancel three of the North America's big four sports leagues.
No.
I'm just going to say...
Not cancel,
you know,
suspend, sorry.
As a big baseball fan, as a big baseball fan, I'm just going to say the MLB had an attendance issue at the best of times.
And look, MLB expected to suspend. It's expected that they're going to suspend spring training, so that just shows you that means the regular season is not going to start on time.
It's been a crazy start to 2020.
But again,
you got a world war starting, you got Kobe Bryant, you got everything.
Who
it's
said it?
Crazy.
I'm pretty sure it was LeBron. Tweeted about it and said something about how...
I retweeted it. It was crazy.
Canceling 2020?
Yeah.
Canceling 2020. We're canceling all these leagues. How about you cancel 2020 and get to 2020?
Yeah.
You know, he has a point, bro. We almost had there's almost a war starting. Now there's COVID-19.
And then in MLB specific, everything with the Astros.
What about the war again? I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think that's
done. And, you know,
we're not talking about that, Mitch.
I'm going to put the Houston Astros in the exact same category as the Golden State Warriors right now. I'm sure there's no other team in the MLB that loves to see this season canceled other than the MLB's.
Yeah,
Houston,
but then they're
going to
come back next
I don't think it's as big as Golden State, but people are going to come back with even more, like,
yeah, maybe. Like, I mean,
creative. We'll go with creative ideas.
John, let's put it in this sense. At St. Mike's, there was a dog pound behind the penalty box.
And nobody wanted to come into the penalty box.
No, so if you got a penalty box during a hockey game at St. Mike's, and like I remember they used to throw popcorn down and the kids in the penalty box spit on them.
Mike, of course, wasn't affiliated.
I was not affiliated. I was...
Such harassment?
No. Me, never. I was just screaming.
Like, yeah, I was just screaming too.
I would maybe swear here and there, but that's another topic for another day. But yeah, I think the MLB is the same thing. They're going to have to take some next steps in preparation in their contingency plan. I think that means they would run later than October if they can't condense everything, which is like, dude, how do you play
My guess
baseball?
Is if they do run it, they're going to condense it. They're going to take away the games. That's the only way you can do it.
You can't run a full 182 games.
Because then that starts, because let's say this does get handled, that moves into next season of the NBA and NHL, and that takes away viewership.
And that's the point I made earlier on the show where we talked about, you know, everything happens at a certain time for a reason, right? There are things that, you know, there are TV deals in place. There are arena deals in place.
There are precautions made.
Yes. So
there's so much going on that this one virus is affecting.
But I think now...
Don't forget MLS. I'm so sorry, MLS. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and you've also follows the tennis league, too, the ATP or something like that.
That's got canceled. The ATP and the WTA.
That got
literally
canceled.
Every league in Europe canceled. Is practically canceled right now.
Juventus, the first athlete was the Juventus player. I don't know if we know where they cover soccer here, but Juventus player was
and
the first.
And with just under 3 minutes left in the show, we have a new notification from ESPN.
John Baum.
Roger Goodell notifies teams that annual meeting scheduled for March 29th, April 1st won't happen. So we just talked about the NFL being the least affected league. Well, maybe not. I just said, I can imagine the wheels are turning for big minds in
That's
the NFL.
Insane,
and that just goes to show, and that just proves it right there. The NFL is feeling this as well. I don't see a way where the NFL, I don't believe the NFL season won't start on time. I think my prediction would be the NFL preseason games will be unattended by any fans other than maybe family and broadcast crews, and that's about it. But you know, I think the NFL season will continue uninterrupted.
Leagues. What about the draft? And we haven't talked about it. We got about a minute left.
Yeah.
The
draft's big too, because that's another big gallery.
They had a big thing planned. Boats
in
Las Vegas.
The players out on boats.
That's done.
That's not happening. I think they're going to have to bring them into a more isolated place.
It's only going to be the players. They're going to have to be tested like a week ahead of time. Tested before they walk into the...
Yeah.
There's not going to be no fans there. There's going to be no one. It's going to be just dead.
It's sad.
But it's going to happen, though. I still think it's going to happen.
What I think, though, the most important thing is this shows sports have a way... A sense of resilience, and I no matter what, how tough this virus is, it's not like it's going to cancel these leagues. No. I know that these leagues are, for the moment, postponed. They're development leagues from the G League, the AHL, all European leagues, the NCAA events. They're postponed right now. But I think the most important thing to note is that there is pushback. We do have resistance as humanity, and we have to consider, the effects of what's happening here. But rebuild and move on. Thoughts and prayers go out to anybody affected by the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's a great point,
and,
Mike.
You know, this is coming from a sports show, but this is bigger than sports right now.
This is bigger than sports. You got it perfectly, John.
So I don't think we really need a 6-month plan right now. I think we just need to take things hour by hour and day by day.
And as Hoikity Sports, we promise you that no matter what, we will still have a show to run next week.
The show must go on.
The show will and
That's
must
right.
go on.
We'll see y'all next week.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Good show.